Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Dirt and Spray.
Dirt got fired. He's looking for a job. Don't hire him. He's just stay away from the guy. It's sports radio, 1080 The Fan. Not with Dirt. Sorry, dude.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Spray.
What is a Spray? We should just call him Craig. Yeah, that's your new name, Craig.
Dirt and Spray on 1080.
I'm here to support a friend and a work colleague.
You don't know what love is.
Love you very much,
Francie. The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, and of course, certainly not last, YouTube.
Hello.
Got to be heavy on the YouTubes now.
Leaning in.
We are leaning in.
Damn right.
We'd like to lean in even harder on YouTube.
We would. I'm defending you on the YouTube chat, too. People are saying, 3 hours of basketball, Sprague, really? This is why the ratings suck. I said, well, first off, two things. Number one, it's not 3 hours of basketball. We've only done 1 hour of a radio show. You realize we got two more to go. And secondarily, ESPN just set the record for the most viewed first round in their history of broadcasting the NBA playoffs. So, one, incorrect. Two, incorrect. Happy Tuesday.
Basketball Dirt coming through today.
Look, Basketball Dirt's here, okay? I'm loud and I'm proud, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Do people want full breakdowns of the Yankees and whoever the hell they played yesterday?
I think we need to talk about that. I'm a little concerned about their bullpen, you know.
Can't even name three Toronto Maple Leafs. What do you want me to do? Want to talk about the NFL this weekend?
I love that complaint this time of year. Really? We're talking about the playoffs that are going in a core four sport? Really? Come on.
Brought the Mariners. I mean, you
know. We did. We talked about the Mariners in the opening segment.
Yeah.
Talked about the Maple Leafs. We're going to get to an Oregon Ducks segment. I have an Oregon State Beaver football segment in my notes today.
Oh, do you?
Ooh, you like that dirty little tease.
Also, how do those people know what the ratings are? They have no access to them.
No, it's the general stereotype that the NBA ratings are down, which is just not true.
Oh, I thought it was a show-related thing.
No, it's a ratings thing.
The ratings are going good for the NBA.
The NBA ratings are down. It's like we literally just did a segment last week about how ESPN has had their most watched first.
Why can't we just love all the sports? You don't got to love it
It's the playoffs. We're going to talk about the playoffs.
That was fun last night, was it not? Is it sports fans? Are you sports fans? Is that fun?
It was fun for me.
I told you that Jets game was fun. We talked about the Jets, the Winnipeg Jets.
We did. Get a couple of great games in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. I'm pumped. Fort should be a lot of fun. Edmonton, Vegas is going to be insane.
It's going to be a banana series.
Carolina and Washington should be a really. You had a local player in Seth Jarvis in the second round for Hurricanes. It's going to be awesome.
My heart finalist Hellebuck. I mean, what a turnaround after a 3-goal give up. I mean, come on. Yeah. I've talked about it all.
He almost had a little bit of that moment where I'm sure people were regretting a little bit. Now, not fully because it's not a postseason award. I get it, but the SGEA, we know he's going to win MVP thing. If Hellebuck ends up winning the Hart Trophy. There was a little bit of that in Game 7.
Should we have voted for him?
Did this guy really won the Hart Trophy? I don't know. But I know. It's a regular season award.
I'm sorry we haven't gotten to Scottie Scheffler playing a bunch of bums in a tournament where nobody else played just so he'd get a free win.
32 under par is pretty remarkable. Or what did he end? 31? 32? Somewhere there?
31 and he won by 8 shots.
It's in his backyard.
That's pretty bonkers.
I'm not impressed.
Pretty crazy.
Do it in a major championship.
He has done it twice, just...
Not recently.
In the same one. Yeah. He did last
year. Actually doing a different major championship. Ooh,
ooh. Is he the new Rory? He's only winning the Masters.
I mean, we should be doing that to him. We do it to Rory. Why didn't we do it to him?
We did it to Rory for 10
years. Win a U.S. Open, you bum.
Yeah, win an Open Championship.
Don't get arrested, you bum.
Bitch, what the hell
that
are you
was
doing?
The PGA.
Yeah, well, the PGA is coming up, so don't get arrested.
It is the next one.
Wanted to give you guys a quick reminder as we debate all the what sports to talk and not sports to talk. I'll tell you what sports to play.
What do you got?
How about Golf Tuesday, June 24th?
Absolutely.
Oh, sorry. Swag slice the driver.
Jeez. That was me yesterday.
Actually, I think that's a Joe Fisher special. Your local Toyota dealers present the 11th Annual Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms Golf Club. Brought to you by Anderson & Daughter Windows & Doors. And by Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers. Once again, morning afternoon rounds, though the afternoon is just about sold out. So if you want to golf at 1 and not 7, you need to go to 1080thefan.com, click on the Fan Golf Classic logo, and sign your foursome up. Our fine friends at Victor Rico's, I love those guys. Every time we see them, they're going to have breakfast burritos and lunch. And, of course, Matt's Barbecue will be on hand. 1080thefan.com, Tuesday, June 24th.
I told Jake yesterday, our video guy behind the scenes, he does all of it. He comes in early at 5:30 to do our pre-show teases. He's here. He's grinding all day. He's got to come in early before the show. He's got to film it.
We record it's those after the show every day. I'm going to stop the line now. So when we throw something out, you can clearly tell that we have no idea what's happened.
How about that basketball? Huh? That was good basketball. But
well,
I told him.
Yesterday's tease aged well.
It absolutely did because it was a good night of hoops. I told him that we should live stream on YouTube the sixth hole this year. Because we're not going to have any live shows that day. He said he could set up a camera and just have it, I don't know how much voice banter you'll be able to hear, but just kind of have a live cat cam up behind the sixth tee box watching our tee shots all day.
We need to be aware of when that camera's on because some of the conversations happen.
Well, I never say anything inappropriate, so I got nothing to worry about.
That's appropriate.
I think we should maybe go live.
Who's the sixth hole sponsor? Is it a whiskey company or a scotch company again? Because if that's the case, then it might be.
I would say this.
Bourbon.
Go live and let just the fan guys, when there's that weird gap between one group and the next, see who comes closest to the pin on the fan.
Ah.
And then whoever's the worst on the fan can be on to explain, like, why are you so bad at
what you
do?
Why do you suck at golf so much?
Do you know how to hit a golf ball, Brandon? No. I've golfed only 1,000 times in my life.
I felt bad for Schulte last year. There's a lot of whiffs there. There's a lot of whiffs. Yeah, just give up.
I think I felt bad for Schulte with what Suk was saying. The commentary didn't help the misses.
It's brutal, because if you're not a confident golfer to begin with, and then you have all of your coworkers basically sitting there watching every swing that you make, it's a very nerve-wracking feeling.
Isaac was like, Sprague could get it up on the green, and I hit a shot that looked good from the start, and then
it's taken off.
It went right.
Turn on a blinker. We're taking a right turn.
Thanks
here.
Thanks for that encouragement, Isaac. a loaded second hour. We'll get to some football stuff, I promise.
Yes.
I want to carry this over.
Oh, God, more basketball. God. I'm just kidding. Keep going. It was great last night.
He's holding it too long. Throw it, man.
Am I in your head now?
See, Jim Harbaugh's having nightmares about not having Hall of Fame players next to his Hall of Fame quarterback.
Did you see Dylan Gabriel might be able to talk to birds? That's a thing, evidently.
I bet you. Justin Tucker getting cut. We can do that.
Yes, let's do that segment. I want to talk about that. Why were the Ravens so nice in their statement? I can't wait to
football
get...
reason, Swag. Nothing, no other reason.
Nothing else to see here.
Not, the kicker version of Deshaun Watson existing. No. Football reasons.
I mean, I do think it's a valid question, though, of like, I obviously know nothing. That's what makes NBA Dirt so funny, is that I'm occasionally right. Mm-hmm. OKC being a young team, gacking it away like that in a game one, look, it doesn't mean the series is over. It doesn't mean their season is over. There's a long way. It's a 7-game series. There's a long ways to go here.
It didn't build confidence.
But that's a bit of a flare up into the air of, you had a lead basically the entire game. They had no business losing that game.
So it's 13.2 seconds. This is what I want to carry over, because I think this can translate to almost anything. Managers and how they manage the bullpen.
Without a doubt.
Late game, college or NFL football.
Clock situation. How do you kill it? Do you run it? Do you throw it?
Yep. Hockey with pull goalie.
I mean, there's a lot of this where teams play
Does
way
hockey
too...
have this?
I mean, St. Louis just did this in Game 7. They got way too tight. They got way too uncomfortable. Okay. They were too loose with the puck, and they gave up a 2-goal lead with 2 minutes to go.
So this translates to any sport. Gilgeous Alexander hits 2 free throws at 13.2 seconds. It's 117-114.
Yeah, back up by 3.
Now, you can pull a text in our group chat on the side yesterday of me talking about I would foul here, but not that game and not that moment. It was the Boston-New York game.
Yeah, the Knick game, yeah.
Where Knicks were up three with like 3 seconds left. And I said, I would think about fouling here because I'd rather shoot two, get fouled, make one, intentionally miss. Boston had no timeouts.
Very little time left on the clock.
But 13.2, I ain't fouling. Oklahoma City went into full foul mode. Caruso foul with 2.2 seconds left. They took 1 second off. In fact, I said this out loud in my bedroom watching this game. Why are you fouling so quickly?
They were fouling like they were losing the game. They looked like a team who was trailing, trying to send the other team to the foul line.
Jokic goes, and he makes two free throws. Now it's 116-117. All right, Thunder get the ball in. Boom. Fouled within a second, Peyton Watson. SGA. SGA, actually, that was the breakaway.
That was the dunk, yeah, where he goes to the hoop. And he could have killed 4 to 5 seconds there just running around. I know that's tough to do.
I actually thought
that was smart because that's when Jokic was at the scorers table and they kept the clock running and they didn't have a timeout.
Thanks, fair.
Then they fouled a second in. I would have played it out.
Without Jokic on the floor.
Gilgeous Alexander gets the easy dunk. I would always tell my team, take the easy two.
That's fair.
You don't have to stand at the line, plus the Jokic is out thing. Jokic has 5 fouls. They're taking him out. SGA gets a dunk, 11 seconds left. It's 119-116. And then they let 0.9 run off the clock before Caruso fouls in the backcourt.
In the backcourt.
And it allows guess who to come back in?
Jokic.
The best player in the world.
Now he's back in the game.
And so what ends up happening is what we all watched happen. They choke at the line with Chet, who looks like Nick Anderson. And Russell Westbrook hits Aaron Gordon, who hits the three. And wham, bam, there you go.
It was incredibly mismanaged. I'm with you on the point of keeping Jokic on the bench. That's a part of the game that I forgot about because they subbed him out. He had 5 fouls. They didn't want him to be the guy that committed the foul.
But there's got to be an overarching
strategy there, right? Like, there's got to be the thought in the conversation from your coach of, that's okay. If you get an easy look, take your easy look, but do not foul right away.
Right.
If you eventually foul and you need to because whatever, that's fine. But to, like the second he catches the ball.
Every time.
With what? There was 11 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever it was left on the clock.
11 seconds with the dunk. Caruso fouled at 10.1. 0.9 seconds.
Let him get close to half court and there's 6 or 7 seconds. And then because Denver needed to get that final three off even after Chet missed the free throws. They needed 6 or 7 seconds just to get that look off.
They didn't even need a
three. They didn't have a timeout left.
They were only down one.
Yes, that's true. And Chet could have made a free throw, but the way they mismanaged it was baffling. It is funny too for me, and I don't know if you guys feel this way, especially with younger players, but with big late game free throws, I almost kind of get this feeling sometimes with kickers too, like you could just sense a confidence or a lack of confidence.
I didn't feel very confident when he stepped
that line. When Chet held that first free throw, it's seemingly for like 15 seconds. Yeah. He's like, shoot it, dude. And then he did hold it. And then he ended up clanking it. You could tell that was going through his head.
And you know that second one hits your system like the whole country's watching me right now.
I just missed the first one. I need this to be a 2-point game.
Here is Mark Daigneault on the post game on their philosophy of fouling up three.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually our deal, is to foul up three and to play that game. I thought we executed the fouls pretty well, got the ball in bounds pretty well. It didn't go our way tonight, but it's worked out well for us in the past. We'll continue to look at it, maybe learn from it, but I didn't think that's why we lost the game.
Swag, you're a big dweeb nerd guy. analytics yesterday, well, he is. He's the son of a scientist.
I know, I'm not...
You have a face of a nerd, and that's not a bad thing. It makes you look really distinguished and smart.
He's definitely the smartest one on the show.
He has his moments, though.
We all have our moments.
Yesterday was the analytics versus the feel of game stuff.
Right.
Overall, the fact that you don't come out and just say, like, we didn't execute our philosophy correctly, I thought that was interesting. Playing the analytics versus... you're in this moment. Are you doing this right? How did you feel about what they were doing?
Well, if that's your strategy and you've used it throughout the entire season, stick to what got you there. That I believe in. Now, they didn't need to foul absolutely as soon as the ball was inbounded. I think there's a little bit of understanding the situation, and especially when Jokic was out. That's a variable that doesn't play into it very often. That, I think I'd let it go. I think I'd let them ride out and see who they're going to go to. How, if they hit a three to tie it, you still get the ball. You had a, I think you had a timeout still, and you could advance it and try to win it or go to overtime.
Yeah, they have one more timeout left, I think.
Yeah.
I just, young team so, losing that way at home.
They also blew a timeout on a challenge, which I didn't get. Were they trying to get Jokic on his sixth foul?
Yes.
The one where SGA hit his hand and then thought that was going to get overturned.
That was
clearly
weird.
Hit his arm.
But SGA went back.
Said, don't challenge it.
It was
too late.
Yeah,
but he yelled at his coach to challenge.
And then he just, that was like, what?
The officials, though, I will say this, and the one thing about the officiating is they... I don't know why they're all of a sudden starting to wait before they blow fouls.
Have you noticed that? The three-point foul that they called late in that game, they waited for the result.
Quit. Blow the whistle right when the foul occurs. They need to be back more on top of the play so everybody understands, especially
Agreed.
When you're challenging and you know what you want to go challenge and it affects what they're looking at on those iPads. The officials now, they're delaying it. I don't know if they're not seeing it. They want to be sure. I don't know. But they need to get back more on top of the play. Not to the point where they were anticipating crap back years ago. But that the delayed whistle screws up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. We'll see if they learn from it. Because that was just terrible, piss poor, late game management by Oklahoma City. And it cost them.
It
lost them game one. In a game where the opponent was coming in off a 7-game series, you've been waiting for a week, and you lost game one. And now the young team at home, that building going to be tight.
A little tight.
Now, if they start making their shots, they pull away, they blow out game two, okay, you're back mentally. But, man, if you're stuck in a late-game situation, you just wonder how many of those young players.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
Yeah, exactly. And Denver feels very comfortable in that spot, and they didn't even get a good game from Murray.
Nope.
So we'll see what happens in game two. Jokic was awesome. Late game blunder by the Thunder.
God, enough basketball. Jesus, would you move on?
Some good news for Dan Lanning Oregon yesterday.
What did I miss?
How could it be? I'll tell you next on The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
We got the mail sack to get into today. So any questions? Hey, why do you talk hoops? Anything you want to ask, you can throw at the old mail sack. We'll get to it at 8:15. For those new to the show, it's basically a ask us anything. It doesn't matter if it's sports or non-sports. You can send it in the fan text line, 503-864-6326. We'll get to that. You can throw it in the YouTube chat as well.
Dirt will be sure to copy-paste any questions for the mail sack coming up at 8:15. We will have a ticker today. It's not coming up next. It's at 8:30,
a little bit later today.
And we're trying to go off the beaten path a little bit with some sports stories with the ticker. Greg Popovich retired. And
it's a big deal, man.
He's the president now for the Spurs. He will not coach them anymore. That's not a surprise, but his press conference was interesting. We hadn't seen him since he had the stroke. He had fallen down. And so it was just
end of an era for the
end
NBA.
Of an era. Weird scene. Maybe a GOAT conversation.
He's definitely in the mix, man.
He's all-time weird. Wins leader. He's got five championships. I mean, you know.
It's interesting when guys like that walk away. For somebody who won a title when I was, what was our first one, 99? I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
Like little Dirt.
You're almost 40.
Watching him win a title, and now I got a kid who's seeing Greg Popovich retire. It's great. Been around a long time. One of the greatest of all time to do it.
So yesterday, Oregon fans were awaiting hopefully good news for their football team.
Yeah, I got a shout out a buddy of mine, Big Dave. Big Dave really screwed me on this one.
Big Dave?
I was feeding the little Teddy ball game lunch at Tooth, you know, right around that time. He got it from his nap. We're feeding lunchtime. So I knew that it was going to happen, but I wasn't watching anything live.
I was watching this live.
And he sent me a text that I just saw the start of it as I'm feeding him lunch. It said, I saw Curtis to Oregon. And I was like, oh, sick. He committed to Oregon.
Oh,
and
Dave.
It was a typo in the text
Dave.
Message. And then the text continued, why can't we land recruits? But, you know, like, what's going on right now? And I had to walk him off a ledge. I was like, dude, I just read the first line on my watch. And I'm like, you bastard. I got my hopes up for like 10 minutes.
I love Duck fan panicking the minute they lose a guy on a flip or they don't get the five-star guy. We suck again.
The sky is falling, man. The sky is falling.
I also loved watching this live on the On3 broadcast. I don't know the host's name, but I've seen him before where they're doing live coverage for it, and they show shots at the gym, the high school gym. Mm. And I love that we have 40 to 50-year-old grown men. We're awaiting an 18-year-old to make his decision. It's just like grown-ass men waiting for teenagers
don't
to come
out. Don't you shame
us.
Don't you shame us.
No, I'm teasing the broadcasters because they're stuck in this. When's the 17-year-old going to come out and make his decision?
We're all killing time here waiting for this kid to walk out.
Jared Curtis is the kid, and he was deciding between Oregon and Georgia. He came out, and as soon as he came out, they went to it, and within 5 seconds, he announced, it's Georgia.
Yeah, hat tip for him for being quick. I ended up watching the video. He was quick with it. There was a kid who came into Nebraska last week, who I believe is from Illinois, like close to the campus, and he put on an Illinois hat for like 30 seconds.
He can't do that.
And then took the hat off and threw it. This isn't even signing day. It's a verbal commitment,
trolling
dude.
Trolling his own hometown.
You might be flipping your commitment in 2 months. Signing day is not until December, man. We got a long ways to go.
Well, I think there's a real thing here where Duck fan that watched that totally get why you would, but I saw the result and I wasn't surprised. I kind of went in imagining that Georgia had a slight lean. He was committed, he decommitted, but
it's Georgia
by all things and all estimation reporting that like he was kind of leaning Georgia the whole way through, but landing in Oregon made a compelling case.
Yeah.
And then, like, a couple hours later, I saw Oregon picks up a five-star quarterback named Ryder Lyons.
Well, not yet, but he's getting
he's
the
trending,
crystal ball
okay?
to
he
Oregon.
He got Wilt Fonged to Oregon.
He got Fong-bombed to Eugene.
First of all, much better named quarterback. I'd rather have a Ryder Lyons than a Jared Curtis.
Ryder Lyons is a cool name.
Second thing, he's a five-star.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Third thing, you guys were the one of two finalists for the top quarterback, and I understand that you've been close in this dance, and it hasn't always gone your way.
Yeah.
But in this world of college athletics, are you going to allow a kid not choosing you over Georgia to really bother you at all in the slightest? That kid's probably going to decommit. And if he doesn't, he's going to go to Georgia, and it's not going to work out. And he'll be Dante Moore.
Yeah, where's Georgia's starting quarterback from last year playing now?
Exactly.
He's in Miami.
He's in Miami.
He transferred out.
Now, this kid is supposed to be the next Matthew Stafford. So if that happens, then yeah, you're going to...
Damn it!
But I looked at this and I saw the Lions thing from Wilt Fong and I just chuckle like
they're going to be okay.
Everything is okay. It doesn't mean anything even if you get the commitment from the kid at this point.
No, there's no guarantee.
It doesn't mean anything if he actually goes to Georgia for the first year because Dante Moore is evidence that this world is different. You might get the other five-star guy. I know it doesn't seem like it from the announcement. I thought yesterday was somehow a really good day for Dan Lanning in Oregon.
I mean, it just shows their ability to pivot quickly. You know, they did this when Dante Moore decommitted. Now, that was different. That was at the last second. They were able to pivot and get Austin Novosad, who is now, ironically, in a quarterback controversy with the guy, or competition, I should say, with the guy that led to his committing to Oregon in the first place, right? He's competing with Dante Moore. It is funny because there's no guarantee on how good or bad these guys are going to be, so you never want to lose too much sleep over it. There is a bit of a buzz right now amongst some in the Oregon fan base about their what's going on in recruiting. They've lost a handful of commits, some of them to Washington, some of them to USC. Mm-hmm. I think when you look at their overall ranking on 24/7, it's somewhere in the low 20s somewhere. I would just tell everybody, take a deep breath, okay? If there's anything that you can rely on Dan Lanning and Oregon to be able to do, it's to finish well on the recruiting trail and then with one of the best classes in the country.
It's May.
He's done it every year. It is May. There's a long ways to go. And I also think you got to do the caveat, and I'll give Nimmick credit on this because he's been writing about it recently. Like, USC right now has the number one recruiting class for 2026. Everybody's like, oh, here's this resurgence of USC. Yep. And they are unquestionably doing it better than they ever have under Lincoln Riley. Mm-hmm. The difference is, like, if you go look at the overall number of commitments, there's a massive, like, the reason USC has a number one recruiting class, they have 27 commitments right now.
What's the quality? Isn't there an average of quality?
So just to give you a glimpse, Oregon right now has 7 commitments for 2026. 7. USC has 27. But you can do the average ranking per recruit. That tells you just the overall caliber of the recruit. You know where Oregon is in that category? They're 4th behind LSU, Alabama, Ohio State. They're 4th in the country with the overall ranking of the recruit. They will be just fine in this category. You pointed out the Ryder Lyons thing. The question with him is he is going to serve a one-year mission. So I think that's why they had more eggs in the Curtis basket just to get him on campus right away. This is not a bad fallback option. 24/7 actually has him as a higher-rated quarterback than Jerry Curtis. He's one of the best in the country. He's a 5-star kid. He's just going to go on a mission for a year.
You also have multiple quarterbacks on your roster.
They all
right
very
now.
Well could be back next year unless Dante Moore has an unbelievable season and decides to walk. All of your quarterbacks, unless some of them hit the portal, will be back or have the ability to be back next year. So you don't need one of these guys right away. They're going to be fine. It's recruiting. It's May. There's a long ways to go. I do chuckle, though. Every time Oregon gets a big recruit, and if Curtis would have committed yesterday, this would have been the thing. Well, of course, he's going to go take the bag. Oregon pays more than anybody. So what's the storyline now that guys are decommitting and going to USC and Washington and picking Georgia? Is Oregon not buying every recruit? Are we not outbidding every college? I thought we have a $40 million roster. What's changed in Eugene? It's just funny how the narrative only fits what you want it to be.
I just think overall, like, reacting to what a kid who's not even going to be playing this coming season is deciding right now. I you want to win. It's to me, it's fans that are reading like, hey, this kid's the best at this position. And it's an important position. I also think it's our thirst for competition.
Yeah, just to get a little win over Georgia.
Yeah, like in a stupid way.
Like Kirby.
It's like us versus Georgia. Here we go, 2:15 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't win.
Damn it.
But
49-3 all over again.
You've got a junior there. You've got Akili Smith Jr. You've got Dante Moore. I think the guy that's going to be the quarterback for them is going to be Austin Novosad. That's my little hot take.
You got your hot take. Novosad's going to win the job.
Right. But it doesn't matter. Either way, you've got multiple guys that are there. And here's the other part of this. Yeah. I don't know how important this really all is because Lanning already has, early in his career at Oregon, shown you, if I need to, I'll just go to the portal and get the best one.
I'll just go find a guy.
I'll go get a Dylan Gabriel who's in that conversation, and I will go get Bo Nix who will turn my entire program the direction I need it to.
The interesting part about this, too, on that note, is that they have been very hesitant, I think, early on, being one of these over-the-top spenders for a quarterback who's unproven. Like, they were in the Nico sweepstakes. Tennessee threw that huge bag at him. Now, that obviously crumbled. But they've had a lot of these guys that they've sniffed around that they haven't quite closed, and I think part of it is the money is so big that you're just, I have no clue if this guy's going to be good. You'd think he is. He's number one quarterback in the country. But Malachi Nelson was the number one quarterback in the country 2 years ago. Now he's playing at, like, UTEP at this point.
So I think what's interesting about that part of it is, what I saw yesterday, and I was watching this pre-Curtis announcement stuff for about 20 minutes
before
he came on.
Look at you watching 18-year-olds on a live stream. That could be a promo.
Need that to not be.
I mean, it could be a promo.
They made it sound like this kid's not going to get a whole lot. that he's not going to become the Nico.
I have no clue how much any of these kids
know.
Are making.
I got no idea. I'm admitting that, but they kind of no downplayed the NIL part of this,
smart.
Was about football fit for him. He really likes Mike Bobo.
It's Georgia.
And it's Georgia, it's Georgia, right? It's Kirby.
Yeah.
There's another school locally that I've talked with people off the record about, and a local recruit who we thought they were getting, they have canceled his official visit because he decommitted from them.
Yeah.
And I think this is interesting because Oregon will move on. Oregon will be fine. All right?
We have the ability to move on from this.
The other school's in a position where they need as much talent as they can get and the approach they're taking with a local recruit. We'll talk about that coming up next. We'll get to the mail sack at 8:15. Minix will join us from San Antonio at 8:30 for the ticker. Dirt and Sprague back with more on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, the sky's falling for my fan base when it comes to recruiting.
You guys
tough
are still
times,
what,
man.
Top 20?
Tough times right now in Eugene. Although we did win a Wolf National Championship. Get you one of those, bitch.
I love that the guy that set the bar doesn't clear the bar, and they're like, hey, he's not clearing the bar right now.
Yeah,
well, I mean, he set the bar.
Set himself up to fail. He's been too good. Well, a little bit further up north on the road, old I-5. Your team's doing something in recruiting that has also generated some headlines.
Groundbreaking and innovative.
This is, I mean, I just, yeah. So I followed this stuff mainly through Nimic. Nimic's had some good reporting on this.
Yeah.
There is a local prospect who plays at Lake Oswego.
LaMarcus Bell. He's a
Swag's
stud.
A big fan of Lake Oswego. He goes to all their games.
I've seen this kid. This kid is a
Excuse
stud.
Me? Wrong side of the lake, pal.
Is that lake free yet? Can I go swim in that lake?
No.
Not yet? I still can't go in the lake?
I thought it passed.
I thought we're in the lake.
You can't go to the swim parks. You can go put your boat in there at the one public park, Millennium Park, hey, down there.
Screw Lake Oswego. I'm jumping in your lake.
It's the definition
maybe,
of a boat.
Maybe today it's going to be 80 degrees. Maybe Teddy ball game and
go.
I will
have
drive on over to the lake.
The algae and the carp.
We'll go jump in that thing. Well, they have a running back named LaMarcus Bell. He's a stud. Fast rising prospect. Had a great local high school career. I think he's currently rated as a 3-star. A lot of people think that will improve as time goes on.
Huffman thinks he's one of the best backs on the West Coast.
One of those very typical Oregon State commitments where you're like, under the radar, late riser. All of a sudden, he gets to Corvallis, and you're like, damn, this kid's a stud. Mm-hmm. How was he only a three-star? You've had a lot of those in your history. 5'11", 190, still getting bigger, right? Broke the 11 in the 100-meter dash, incredibly fast. He has been committed to Oregon State for quite some time, and then recently elected to decommit. Now, when he decommitted, he did not say, like, you know, go pound sand, Oregon State. I want nothing to do with you. He still had them amongst the finalists. To the point in the last segment we're just doing, do people realize Jared Curtis was committed to Georgia for over a year? Mm-hmm. And then he decommitted, opened it up his recruiting. That's when Oregon got back into the mix a little bit. And then he ended up recommitting to Georgia yesterday. So this happens a lot in recruiting. There's a long ways to go until signing day. This kid decommits, fast-rising running back, local in-state product, should be the kind of guy that Oregon State is all over. Well, him decommitting has led Oregon State to canceling his upcoming official recruiting visit and basically telling him, we want nothing to do with you.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, like, good reporting. This is a good story. It's interesting. I think there's going to be a little more behind the scenes of this story that maybe we don't get. I've certainly been critical of the football program at Oregon State. I know what they're dealing with. I know how tough it is, but I have been vocal against it. This was not something that bothered me all that much.
Interesting.
And I'll tell you why. Like, I understand the local tie-in, right? You got a Lake Oswego kid. He's a really fast runner. What did he just run? Nimick had it in here.
Yeah, sub 1100.
Broke 11 in the 100-meter dash. Like, he's a nice, fast, decently sized running back. 5'11", 190 pounds. He's going to get bigger as he goes to college. There's got to be more to this than just simply, I decommitted and I want to go visit, and Oregon State saying, well, we don't want you anymore. You got to wonder about NIL. Is he asking about money? Because to my knowledge, and if I'm wrong on this, I will gladly state it on air, Oregon State isn't openly just giving true freshmen tons of NIL.
Nor should they. To the point of the last segment, they're unproven.
They spent a lot of money on Malik Murphy.
Yep.
They spend their money in more experienced areas.
Smart.
So if they told him, hey, we don't really have any NIL for you, you're a freshman, wouldn't shock me. He's decommitting, and he wants to go visit Boise State, BYU, Utah, and he already has an offer from San Diego State. They might know a little more intel of where he's potentially trending at. And also, you can't just sit around all day and wait for one player. I know he's a local kid. It'd be a great story if he went to Oregon State. He might still go to Oregon State. Again, to our earlier point, he might be gone for a year and come back.
Yeah.
But they might have intel that he's leaning somewhere else. And so, like, are you just going to sit around and wait? Or do you go recruit another player, same position, different place? So, like, I'm going to kind of defend him here in the they're not going to get the 4- and 5-star guys. Murphy was a coveted 4- or 5-star type player as they could possibly imagine. When it comes to true freshmen, they have to evaluate who they like. And they can't wait around all day. He's a true freshman.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be a true freshman eventually. So, like, they're not going to wait around all day. I know it's not a great look. I totally will concede that point. But I also can't blame them. It's a hard game to play right now in recruiting with high school players.
Yeah, I would say I don't disagree with much of the stuff that you're saying. It might be an NIL thing. Maybe he wants a certain dollar figure, and, you know, BYU or Boise State or Utah, whoever it might be, is willing to pay a little bit more than Oregon State, and they know, like, hey, we're just not going to win this battle. The only thing that I would add to it, though, is that I don't like the approach because I feel like it closes a door, and in the modern world of college football, you never want to close a door. Like, Lanning talks about this a lot in recruiting, and maybe it ends up applying to Jared Curtis. We'll see. Finishing second is a lot different than it used to be. Finishing third is a lot different than it used to be. Because how many players every offseason are in the transfer portal? So even if this kid doesn't pick you out of high school because you're not going to pay him the most money, let's say he goes to Utah, right? Kind of rides the bench for maybe a year, doesn't play a ton. Second year, he just gets limited carries, but not a lot. And then he's like, you know what, dude, I want a chance to go play. And he's looking elsewhere. Well, guess who's there with open arms if they need a running back at that time? So that was the only part of it. Like, just because he's coming on a visit doesn't mean you can't recruit any other running backs. You don't have to limit yourself to one. You can spread the wealth out a little bit in terms of visits and the guys you're offering and inviting. That would be the only caveat. I don't disagree with you. It might be more to the story than what we're seeing and not just, hey, you turned us down or you split up with us. We want nothing to do with you.
Right.
I just think it behooves you in the long run keep the relationship alive. Maybe he's in the portal in a year and a half. Maybe his mindset changes. Maybe he wants to come back home. There's a lot of kids that want to do that. Maybe they go elsewhere and then, hey, I want to go back to my home state. Keeping the relationship alive, I think, can be beneficial in modern college athletics.
So they have a three-star quarterback they got. They got a three-star wide receiver. They got the Lakeridge three-star defensive line. Like, they have some...
A lot of local kids on there.
Good developmental prospects that are coming in. One, the brother of one of their defensive players. But what I would say, too, is... Do you have an example where a kid committed to Oregon, decommitted, and then wanted to come back for an official visit? I think that's what's weird here is you committed to Oregon State.
Yeah, no, I get
you
it.
You clearly know the, like,
it's
what's
murky.
What's
I get
the
it.
Visit?
You already know.
You already know.
Or you're going to come visit again. You were
right.
Already committed.
So I, you yeah, might I recommit. I just, I
they've
think
had guys that have obviously flipped their commitment and then gone elsewhere and then transferred to Oregon.
Sure.
Or guys that have gone into the portal down the road. But yeah, to the point of being committed, decommitting, and then taking another official visit.
It's just a little odd.
Not a lot off the top of my head. That is a total fair point.
And again, I don't know how much they've ruined the relationship. Again, those are details we don't...
We just don't know.
We're not privy to them, so I don't... Maybe Gunderson or whoever is the lead recruiter on him is just saying, hey, man, you already know what it is, the official visit. Yeah, we don't really need to do it. We'd love to have you if you want to come back. And maybe he goes elsewhere, and he... still ends up wanting to come back and be close to his parents.
Yeah, so we'll see how this one plays out, but Oregon State not allowing the local Lake Oswego running back LaMarcus Bell to visit anymore. He decommitted recently, said he still had Oregon State in his mix. They said, no, thanks, man, we're going to look elsewhere.
It's so, also a position that is incredibly deep with portal and
high school
recruiting.
There's a million running backs in the portal
exactly,
every year, man. There's 1,000 of them out there.
Yeah.
We still got a lot to get to on the show. I want to – we'll touch the topic. We'll do it next, but it comes with audio. So hopefully there's this. Hopefully it's not terrible. We'll do it next on The Fam.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. With memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
All right, crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. You can find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com. We'll get to the mail sack coming up at 8:15. Get your questions in, 503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. You can also send them in on the YouTube chat. We'll answer them coming up here in a little bit. We'll get to, at the top of the hour, nostalgia is great, but are we okay with this? This needs to be talked about. We'll get to that coming up here in about 10 minutes from now. I want to play the fun game, though, because I was trying to think of a way to talk about this topic without it being awkward and uncomfortable, because there's nothing that I hate more in working in sports radio than having to do stuff like this. And play the fun game of, does Brandon Sprague, or should I call him Chuck Sprague, know
damn it,
who this is? Got pretty good tone.
I know who that is.
You know who it is?
You've identified it.
You've identified the sound.
Yeah.
We have a final answer.
Yeah.
Who is that opera singer?
That is Derek Jeter.
That is not Derek Jeter.
That's Pavarotti.
That is the other tenor. He's the third tenor. No, the answer to that question, Bob, that is Justin Tucker.
Oh, that's right. He's an opera singer.
That's what he does in the offseason, which might not be permanent for him because he was cut by the Ravens yesterday. Go ahead and talk about it.
Are you scared to talk about it?
Dude, there's nothing that I hate more than having to do this.
Football reasons. They're cowards.
It is so funny, dude.
Just say what the real reason is. He was garbage and he's a creep.
We'd like to thank him for all of his great contributions and all the wonderful things he did on and off the field in Baltimore. Sans maybe assaulting 16 women.
I just say like, yeah, why did you need to add off the field at all there? Like, yo, well, he did this for charity spread. Yeah, and 16 women are claiming that he...
Yeah.
Sexually harassed them.
Yeah, we got Deshaun Watson 2.0 here.
I mean...
And you just released this flowery statement.
Well, this is the problem is, and I'm not defending this team or the way they handled this. It's not the right way to handle it.
I mean, they drafted a kicker. Everybody knew this guy was getting cut.
100%. I just talked about this Sunday night. I said, why are the Ravens slow playing the cutting of Justin Tucker?
If you draft a kicker, he's making your team.
He's an all-time franchise player. And again, I'm not defending it, but like I think they're caught in this... Wait.
He's a legend, but
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, again, doesn't make it right. I just saw the statement and I went, that's a team that doesn't know how to handle getting rid of an all-time player.
They got no clue.
Who they were probably, before this stuff came out, going to allow him to have like a victory season.
They got no, oh, they would have for sure.
Even if none of this stuff happened,
yeah, they would have allowed him to come back next year.
And been like, this is kind of it. It's his last hurrah. Every big game, game-winning kick that they're in, could it be the last one? And now they're like, yo, you're disgusting and gross, and there's a lot of ladies saying you were really weird.
Yeah, when there's 16 of them out there, that's a bit of a concerning trend when they continue to grow in the number of accusers.
I believe there's a couple others that, like, there's still a few more that more to come could be added to this list.
Look, it's not going to end well for him, likely, in this case. He's probably going to lose a lot of money because that's usually how this stuff is settled out of court, and let me pay you down. That's how most of these guys end up wiggling out of it.
How much does he even made as a kicker?
I mean, I'd imagine he made pretty good coin. He had to have been the highest paid kicker in the NFL. Yes. Not even close.
I think he's made more than any other kicker.
I mean, he was a weapon, dude. Like, he was one of the few.
What do you guys think he's made in career earnings? In his career earnings? Track?
Close to $20 million.
$20 million? Close to 20?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go higher than that. I'm going to go 40.
51.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, how much was he making per year? It had to have been $10 million. How much was he making a year? At the end there.
Not 22. His base salary was 1.2.
Okay.
His cap hit was 4.7, 1.2 in 2023, 5.9 cap hit.
They go in signing bonuses then.
Yeah,
maybe.
He got a big signing bonus.
Yeah, signing bonus.
Somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, that was really loud. Thank you, Swag. Justin Tucker singing opera in the offseason.
Why did you say go and then back away from a mic? Why are you scared of this topic? You don't need to be scared. It's disgusting. They obviously had to make this move. I think what's disgusting is their statement.
It's just, that's the part of it that I just, he hasn't been found. The reason it's a hairy one is because he hasn't been found guilty yet. And there is an aspect in this country of innocent until proven guilty. But
100%.
When you have this many accusers, we all knew they were going to cut him. Yeah. The fact that they released a statement saying, thanks for all your great work in the community. Everybody's like, oh, he's from.
He had signed a 4-year contract in 2016 for $16.8 million.
He made a lot of money for a kicker in the NFL. Yeah. He was an absolute weapon for a long time. And I would be shocked if he ever plays again. But we'll have to wait and see how the offseason goes for him. Because not only was he not very good anymore, he also has all of this now hanging over.
Well, I think he is done as a football player. What team would pick him up?
I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Crunch Time brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com. Lots to get to in the final hour. We all love nostalgia, but is this taking it too far? We'll start the final hour there. Got the mail sack coming up at 8:15. Get your questions in, 503-864-6326. And then the day of the ticker a little bit later today, but we'll do it at 8:30. Going to San Antonio, where Greg Popovich officially retired yesterday into his front office role. And then end of an era in San Antonio. We'll go there for the ticker at 8:30. Loaded final hour. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.